This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The oil industry, subject to these boom and bust cycles, is hoping technology can help smooth out the disruptions as fossil fuel swings higher or, as now, swings low. Houston Public Media's Travis Bubenik reports.
So these devices are measuring the process. So level, pressure.
Jack Gregg with tech company Honeywell shows me around a sort of new car showroom for companies shopping for smart oilfield gear. The energy industry is increasingly investing in ways to make oil production easier and cheaper. Companies are using cloud technologies and mobile devices. The time-consuming work of driving out to a field to check on equipment can now be done from afar. Honeywell builds high-def touchscreen control boards to help make that possible.
We can actually control processes from inside an office building downtown, and the actual process could be hundreds of miles away in a remote location.
This is about reshaping the industry.
Energy consultant Muksit Ashraf says some tech advances can keep workers safe, but they also affect the workforce itself.
The profile of the employees would change, and there would be a shift in terms of headcount on the field to headcount that might be sitting in remote operation centers making decisions.
Technology is replacing energy workers, and oilfield services company Schlumberger has estimated one of its newer, more automated drilling rigs could cut the number of work hours needed to finish a well by more than 30%. But Rice University's Mark Agerton says long-term, the effect on jobs is hard to predict.
It really depends on whether the technology is going to lower the cost of extraction and make us extract more oil and gas and hire more people to do that, or if the technology is going to allow us to replace people with machines.
A more digitized industry also means companies will need more educated, higher-skilled workers to operate new technologies. These advances are helping drillers in Texas make money even with low oil prices. But another boom could actually slow the innovation. If prices shoot back up, companies might decide to revert back to more time-tested ways of moving oil. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.